Hi guys, just a reminder that this podcast, as well as many of my online resources, is delivered freely. If you would like to help me get this message of healing out to millions of people around the world, please consider clicking on the donate button on my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. Thank you. Hello, my friends. How are you today? This is Nicole. Welcome to my podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain. Welcome, welcome. Here we are together. It is early in the morning on Tuesday, November 10th, as I record this podcast. By the time it airs, it will be Friday, and my week will hopefully have gone smoothly. I'm recording early because I am walking out the door very soon after I record this podcast to bring Blue up to a hospital a few hours from my house to have a specialty surgery, to do reconstructive surgery on his knee. And so his consult is today, his surgery is tomorrow, which is also Veterans Day, which is also 11/11. So I feel like all good vibes for my sweet baby boy having to get this surgery. He's so dear to me, and I feel so tender for animals because they just don't understand anything. They're so helpless, and he doesn't get it. I'm going to drop him off with strangers, and they're going to do all sorts of uncomfortable and upsetting things to him, and then he's going to be in pain, and let's not go there. Hey, stop going there. All right, I guess it was me that was going there. Anyway, it's a little bit upsetting for a tender-hearted mommy like myself, but so we're going to deal with that. He's going. I will document the trip a little bit on Instagram, so if you're not, go follow me at Nicole Sachs LCSW on Instagram. I'll put up in my stories a little of our road trip together. Blue dog and me on the road. I remember when I was a little kid, my mom used to tell me I should read this book called Travels with Charlie, about this guy who travels through the United States with his standard poodle. I never read the book and I have no idea what it's about, but the idea always appealed to me, which is road tripping with your DOG. And so today I'm kind of doing that in sort of a sadder, pathetic, more pathetic version. I do appreciate all of you who have reached out and told me that you wish him well and sent him love. And it's finally here. You know, we've been discussing this for months. The dog is getting his damn surgery. So here we go. On other fronts, just a couple notes of housekeeping before we get into our really incredible, deep, and important topic for today, which is Let It Belong, which we will talk about. My anxiety course is busy in production, and it is going to drop on Black Friday. And so the most important thing I can say to you right now, if you are interested in this course, is to go to my website, thecureforchronicpain.com, and sign up for the wait list. If you are on the wait list, you're going to be informed the moment that it drops, because for the weekend only, it will be deeply discounted. We're doing this promotion for people who have been, you know, loyal to the work, really wanting to do it, and really wanting to get into this anxiety course at the beginning at the introductory rate. So if you're interested, just go and sign up for the wait list. You'll have your name on there, and you certainly are under no obligation to get the course, but you'll be informed so you don't have to miss out on that deal. I get a lot of emails from people being like, oh, but wait, I missed out. And, there's very little I can do about it because, we got to have boundaries around things. So please sign up for the wait list if that's something that you're interested in. And that's going to be, available in a few weeks. And I'm super excited about it more and more as we get toward the launch date and as I start sharing bits and pieces of it on my IGTV series, on Instagram, or here on the podcast, or on my Journal Speak page. And I'm getting such great feedback from people. So it's happy. It's happy and exciting. I'm in a bit of a mellow mood today. I think I'm exhausted. I think I'm emotionally exhausted from the months and months of us having to have such big feelings. The election is over. A winner has been determined. And so here we are with lots of big feelings. Some of us have feelings of fear and maybe despair. Some of us have feelings of jubilation and excitement and relief. And we all have our big feelings. And what's really important to remember about big feelings, wherever this finds you, is that you have the power to pause and to observe your big feelings, to stay with them, and to embrace the whole nature of a human life, the joy and the pain, the fear and the relief, the despair and the jubilation. All of it are part of a human life, and you have the power. I talk about it on the podcast. It's going to be a focal point in my anxiety course, and I just spoke of it yesterday on my IGTV episode of I Am Evidence. Pose. We can assume the anxiety pose. Pause, observe, stay and soothe, and embrace. And that posture of mindfulness, being awake, being aware, being alive in our moments, can change everything, because the anxiety train is going to fly us down the tracks without our permission. But if we empower ourselves and take back our power and pose, so much can happen. So much, much more on that in the course and as I move through all the content that I put out there. What else can I tell you? Just a couple other notes that I do have an online retreat, a virtual retreat, May 7th through the 9th. Also can sign up on my website under the retreats tab. There's also a link from the homepage of my website. And if you're curious about my work, there's a resources tab on my website with tons of free stuff to find out about it. All right. What do I want to start with? Okay. I want to start with telling you about the fact that I study with lots of different teachers. I really believe that it takes a village in this collaborative community on this globe that we live on Earth, to get the best practices out there and to apply them to my journey. And then, of course, I take my journey and I use it as a jumping off point to help you. So one of the teachers I've been studying with a lot lately is Tara Brach. She is a Buddhist meditation teacher, the founder of Insight Meditation. I do not know her personally. When I say I study with people, I study their work. Sometimes I work with them directly, and when I do, I mention that. But with her, she's got a lot of resources out there, similar to the way a lot of you guys are studying with me. And I just really enjoy the authenticity and the peace with which she brings forth her message. So I, you know, if you're interested in more Buddhist practices or going deeper into your meditation, Tara Brach is a great resource, B-R-A-C-H. So recently I was listening to one of her offerings and she was talking about the concept of skeleton woman. A really sort of creepy and interesting concept that I want to share with you guys today along the lines of something that's been helping me tremendously as I'm integrating all these complicated feelings over 2020, over what COVID has meant to me and my family, over the American election, over what the last 4 years have meant to me and my family, and all my personal struggles slash growth slash journey, right? We're all dealing with all that shit all the time and trying to become what we're becoming in the world professionally, trying to raise our kids. It's a lot. It's a lot, but it's also like so freaking good. It's so good because I get to be here for this. My God, you know, sometimes it gets really big and hard to explain how that makes me feel. But anyway, Tara Brach, has this phrase that she shares a lot in her teachings, and the phrase is, let it belong. And I have heard it before. I've heard her say it before, and you know how it is when, like, you hear something time and time and time again, and you're like, yeah, that's smart, yeah, whatever, And then one day, it is said to you, and you go, oh, let it belong, and you're like, oh, where have I been? So that's kind of what happened to me. Her concept of let it belong, as I understand it, is that whatever you're feeling, anxiety, grief, fear, uncertainty, overwhelm, self-doubt, self-loathing, whatever, just let it belong. And it just goes hand in hand with what I'm talking about so much when it comes to acceptance. You know, transformation begins with the radical acceptance of what is. Okay, do we want to transform? Yeah, we do. That's why we're freaking here. So yes, we want to transform. Okay, we want to transform. How do we begin? Well, if transformation begins with the radical acceptance of what is, the beginning of our transformation begins with accepting what we are, what we have, and what we're doing right now. Acceptance doesn't mean agreement. It doesn't mean you like what's going on right now, or it's okay with you, or it's okay with you if it doesn't change. But that is not the point at the beginning. At the beginning, our task is to radically accept what is right now in order to sow the seeds of transformation, in order to fertilize the field. So when I hear let it belong, that's what it means to me. It's almost like a concrete tool for radical acceptance. And I know that Tara Brach, I've not read her book on radical acceptance, but I know she's another one of these teachers out there that is so big on the concept of peace being equated with the radical acceptance of whatever you're going through. So let it belong had specific significance to me this week after I heard the story of Skeleton Woman that she was telling. So let me tell you the story in the way I understand it. Now, I'm not going to do it perfectly. And it's also sort of a weird, creepy, fable-like story. So it's not going to make sense in terms of, you know, day-to-day stuff. It's one of those sort of old fable-ish things. So here's how it goes in my estimation, my version of Skeleton Woman. For some reason, this dude kills his daughter. I do not know why he would, but she does something to, you know, inflame him in the olden days of people being completely barbaric. And he kills her and he throws her over the side of a cliff into the sea. And, you know, metaphorically, the whole time, we know that this is not about a father and a daughter. This is about what we seek to slay in ourselves because we just don't want to look at it. So he throws this daughter off the cliff, and there she is in the sea, and none of the fishermen want to go to that area of the sea because they know it's haunted by Skeleton Woman. But one fisherman one day on his little ragtag boat, alone and unaware of the rumors of the village, is just innocently fishing. He's getting his dinner for the night, and he lowers his fishing line into the water, and he feels a tug. And as he reels in his line, he sees the most horrifying and shocking boom. He pulls up the line, and it's got this disgusting skeleton, and it's hooked by her teeth. So I just think of it in like the horror movie sense where like it comes up out of the water and the teeth, and you get a close shot of the skeleton, the skull with the teeth, and it's like, rawr! So he freaks out. He freaks the fuck out, okay? And so he starts, I guess, paddling to the shore, and he doesn't, in his panic, he doesn't even let go of his fishing line. So now he's running over the hills, and this skeleton on the edge of his fishing line, attached by its teeth, is chasing him. And as it's chasing him, it's bouncing and getting all jumbled by the ground. And he keeps looking behind him and it's chasing him. So he runs faster and with more panic. And finally, he dives into what in the story is called a snow house, obviously his cave. And of course, pulls this skeleton woman with him. But in the jumble and in the panic of the chase, as it were, the skeleton isn't even in the shape of a person anymore. It's just this jumbled pile of bones. And he jumps into the cave and he huddles in the glow of the fire. And he calms down for a moment. And in the glow of the fire, he looks over at this pile of bones that has panicked him and chased him through this experience. And for whatever reason, because we don't always know the reason why we open our eyes on any specific moment and see things differently. For some reason, in the glow of the fire, in the safety of his home, he doesn't feel as frightened of this pile of bones. It's not as daunting to him. And he decides, with some level of tenderness and certainly a level of bravery, that he is going to assemble the bones back so she can be in the shape of a human being once again. And so slowly throughout the night, he painstakingly reassembles the bones. And then in exhaustion, he falls asleep. Now, this is where the story gets really weird, and I don't know if I'm really remembering it correctly, but something in the night happens where Skeleton Woman, within the power of having been assembled again, comes alive. And she sees the man sleeping, and in his sleep, he cries a tear, and she drinks the tear. And then she reaches into his body and takes his heart and puts his heart in her body. And in with the quench of his tears and the heart in her body, she becomes a warm, whole-blooded human again and lays next to him in the bed, putting his heart back in his body, entwining herself with him. And that's the end of the story. And, you know, if you take the story on literal grounds, it's super crazy and weird. But if you can pause for a moment and take the story as a metaphor, we kill and toss over a cliff the things within us that we feel we cannot tolerate. And they fester and they haunt. And they push people away. And then one day, maybe innocently, we are confronted with one of those things, something that causes us anxiety or fear or grief or any number of emotions. And we are shocked by it and we run. Because you know what? I always say, you're not responsible for your first reaction to anything. Your first reaction to anything is a reflex. But you are responsible and empowered by your second reaction to everything. And so after we run and we panic, we can pause. And maybe in the warmth of that pause, we can see just for a moment that it's not that scary. It's still kind of creepy and gross and you don't like it, but it's not that scary. Maybe we can turn toward it. Maybe we can reassemble it. And that's what we do in our journal speak. We lay it out to see what really happened here. Why am I so afraid? Why am I so anxious? What am I grieving for? Because if you don't stop to look at these things, it's just this amorphous ball of feelings that feel super uncomfortable, and the only way you can tolerate the fact that they're always going to be dragging after you in life is either to numb it out with any sort of addictions, to divert yourself with the chronic pain and conditions that make you feel like that's the problem, or to just live sort of a low energy, joyless, maybe not joyless, but like less joy than you need and should have life. And so here we are, when we reassemble these bones in the warmth of the firelight, in the safety of the love that you can find in this world, the love I offer, the love of trusted friends, or maybe an online community that you have found, like my Journal Speak community on Facebook, the love of your family, the love you can find for yourself, the love of your sweet puppy and cat, wherever. And within the warmth and the light of that love, might you reassemble the bones of that thing that you killed and threw over the cliff. And might you, in that experience, be able to rest next to it and allow it to drink of your tears and to allow your own strong heart to beat in its body and then entwine with you and become integrated. It's so freaking beautiful. The story has hit me on so many levels. So let's talk about Let It Belong. So what Tara Brach asks when she tells this story is, what is your skeleton woman? What is your skeleton woman? What are they? What are they that are lurking in the dark shadows of your experience and keeping you sick? That's my version of it, but it's the same story, you know, and I'll tell you, when I heard that and I started thinking about my skeleton women, I really, at the beginning of that kind, that exercise, I became really, really uncomfortable, because when I think about my skeleton women, they're really overwhelming. And it's not easy to just think about those things and just be okay. Like, I'm going to think about all these parts of myself that are tremendously uncomfortable and scary and feel like I can't tolerate them. And, you know, also for me personally, I'm also sober. I don't use alcohol or drugs to numb my experience of being in this life. So like thinking about those parts of myself and then feeling like I have no escape from being so super present, it can be really daunting and overwhelming. And so then the three words that she had said over and over again that I had heard her say in her teachings washed over me like a warm bath, like a beautiful, comfortable, comforting presence. Let it belong. Let it belong. So what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? Okay, well, I'm gonna do this right here with you guys. I'm going to pick one of my skeleton women. One of my skeleton women is that I am not safe unless my children are happy. And when I say safe, the reason I use such a strong word is because I had my share of quiet fear, insecurity, and aloneness as a child. Maybe it's because I was an only child and I didn't have a sibling to crawl into bed with. Maybe it was because we moved a lot and I didn't have a consistent group of friends throughout my life. I don't know what it was, but I had a lot of moments of real and a lot of super insomnia. If you listen to me talk about my anxiety of childhood, long nights of insomnia, one of the most salient memories of my childhood, alone for hours and hours at night in real fear. So for whatever reason, that's what happened to me. And I have a skeleton woman that I am not safe unless my children are happy, because in those moments, it's really hard for me to pick apart their experience and my experience at their age. And that's really normal, guys. If you're going through that at all, just know that that is really normal. So that's a skeleton woman of mine that's really hard to sit with, because I've got these five kids, and especially triggered by my three biological kids, my Isabella, my Oliver, and my Charlotte. and during COVID and during so much upheaval and all the social stuff that happens in freshman year of college, 10th grade and 7th grade, my good God, you might think I would never be safe. And living life not being safe is really freaking hard, to be honest, TBH. So that's one of my skeleton women. And I brought it into my cave with my warm firelight. I looked at it and I said, whoa, 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 I don't like it. I don't like it. And then the words washed over me. Just let it belong. You don't have to like it. You don't even have to strive for safe. But it is what is, right? Remember we talked about earlier, transformation begins with the radical acceptance of what is. If I would like to transform out of being in a fucking abject panic just because my kid is having a bad day, that would be nice, by the way, and I'm working on it, and I'm really getting better at it. Just letting you know. I'm not like pathetic sniveling in the corner here. I'm getting better at it. But if I would like to transform, which I would, then my first step is radical acceptance that that's what's going on here. That's my skeleton woman. Yes, I would like to kill it and throw it over a cliff, but I can't because it lives and breathes in my face every day, and I would like to participate in this human life of mine. So I invited into my cave in the warm glow of my firelight, and I let it belong. I let it be here with me, and maybe in the safety of letting it belong, I will have the strength and the bravery to reassemble it, to really look at that little girl in her bed in 1980, alone, feeling alone. I had loving parents, and I always had friends, but feeling alone is the reality of your moment if you feel alone. So, might I, with the consciousness that I need to reassemble those bones, with the safety of let it belong, with the warmth of my love that I get from my family and from you guys and from my friends, assemble those bones and be with that little girl and heal to the point where my children can have any sort of day and I can be fine because I'm just their mom. I'm here to love them. I'm here to help them where I can, but this is their roller coaster to ride. I can't ride it for them. So what I would really encourage and invite you to do is take a minute, really sit with this story and say, what are my skeleton women? What are my skeleton women? I can't grieve the death of my mother. My son's drug addiction will never be okay with me. What if he goes back out? I am so scared about money. I can't live without my dog. He has to live forever. What are your skeleton women? Can you let them belong? Can you know that if you ever want to feel better about anything that you have going on in your life, the only option you have is to let it belong now? Doesn't mean it won't change. Doesn't mean it will change. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to get dramatic about the dog. I know he's going to be fine, but there are parts of me when I'm hugging and loving my animal, I think to myself, I can't live past you. So this is a problem we're having right now because we both know that you're not living past me. And I just have to let that belong. I sit with that. It sits with us. And as it sits with us, it does become something that is not less scary and not less upsetting, but like it doesn't steal from my experience of being with the dog. You know, I think what happens is when we can't let things belong, the experience of life is so uncomfortable because we're not inviting in these parts that are scary. And so we're just sort of skating on the top of life. We're not dipping into the delicious richness of it because the richness of it cuts too close to the things that make us feel tender and anxious and scared and grieving. And, you know, I do not shame you, blame you, or judge you if that's how you're living, because my God, I lived like that for a long time. It took me years to be able to evolve enough. I don't know what the word would be, because it's not like I tried to do it. It was just, I walked the path. I often tell you guys, left foot, right foot, breathe. You walk the path and more will be revealed to you. So it's not like I had to just try a little harder and I got here. I just lived as long as I had to live. You know, for me today, I'm 48. For you, you might be getting this at 22. I got lots of stuff at 22 that I was grateful that I got then. But today I have this. And I really practice acceptance through the whole journey, because really, what choice do I have? I could fight it. I could, and I have. I have fought the shit out of it. Trust me. If that's where you are, girl, I'm with you. But that hasn't helped for me. And so I know what I have resisted has persisted, and what I have resisted has not been fun. And so when you persist with not fun things for long enough, you're like, you know what? Screw it. I'm not doing that anymore. So, you know, that's how it goes for us. And wherever you are right now, wherever you find yourself, you are right where you need to be, because everything matters. Even if you're suffering in chronic pain, you're right where you need to be, because look at you. You are awake. Man, you are awake. You're listening to this crazy ass podcast that you can use your emotional world. You can embrace and excavate your emotional world and literally change the way your physical body functions, which, by the way, is capital T true, but you're here listening to something at one point you might have thought insane. So you're doing great. You are exactly where you need to be. And so am I. So I hope that this has landed for you in the way it lands for me, because it lands for me so powerfully. It really does. It just makes me feel like I can exhale. You know, I recently was listening to a Brené Brown podcast, and she was talking about that we need the inhale, of course. You know, we need to soak in life and get our power, but we need the exhale, which is the relief and the relax and knowing that we're okay. So I hope this has provided some sort of an exhale for you. And don't be scared. You know, the best thing in terms of owning our experience is begin by knowing it's okay. We will take it at our pace. Each of us will take it at our own pace. So you don't have to freak out. You don't have to be running and screaming as your fishing line is dragging a toothy skeleton that is pursuing you over the mountains and through the woods, okay? Like, you could, and if you are, let it belong. Okay, fine. If you are doing that right now, let it belong. Let it belong. What the hell? Here we are. But you don't have to. You don't have to. You can say, ah, this is happening to me. I see. Don't have to freak out. I can let that belong. And when I'm ready, maybe I can sit in the warm firelight and assemble my bones, because you guys, they're good bones. They are good bones, your bones. All of them, all those skeleton women that you have killed and thrown over the cliff, guys, they're not that scary. They're part of you. They're part of your experience. That happened when you were 8 or when you were 15. That shit went down. I get it. I so get it. But you are okay. And it's going to be okay. 2020 has been a freaking slog. I will tell you that. But it is going to be okay. I think the sun is rising. I think the sun is rising on our experience, and we can choose to see it, or we can choose to hide under the covers or dig a hole and get in. But wherever you are, just let it belong. If you're in that hole today, if that's where you're feeling, if you're in despair and fear, just let it belong, honey. It's all right. We're going to get through it. We're going to get through it, because as we let it belong, guess what we do? We sow the seeds of transformation, and transformation is what's next. Okay, I love you. It's going to be all right. Even when it isn't, let it belong. And I'm going to go take my dog, and we're going to see what happens. And I will update you. Check me out on Instagram. I stay very current there and update you guys on everything. And and we'll see what happens. Left foot, right foot, breathe for all of us today, okay? That's the plan, pinky promise. Left foot, right foot, breathe. I love you. This has been Nicole Sachs at The Cure for Chronic Pain. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.